We continue our reading of the prophet Isaiah, coming today to chapter 63. We're going to read from verse 1 to verse 15, I believe. Verse 14. Now, this is a great chapter, as Isaiah is moving towards the conclusion, and it's often said there's two kinds of people. And there are, but it's not just Republicans or Democrats or Clemson fans and Carolina fans. There are dog people versus cat people. I'll refrain from further comment on that, get myself into trouble. But the Bible tells most significantly that there are two kinds of people, two peoples. There are those who belong to the world under the guilt of sin and rebellion to God. And we're shown here that their destiny is judgment, vengeance from a holy God through the return of Jesus Christ. There's a dialogue here. Isaiah is talking with the Lord, and the Lord is showing forth. He is mighty. Interestingly, according to the Lord, this is part of his work of salvation. Part of saving his people is judging those who have hated God and hated them and removing them in final judgment. Very striking language here. When you think of some of the language of the New Testament that many people don't like to hear, Jesus saying in Revelation 19 that he will tread the winepress of the wrath of God, that his garments will be splattered, it comes from this passage. Of course, his people, when we think of the blood of Jesus marking him, it's the blood on our case that he shed on our behalf, that we would be forgiven of our sins. And so in verse 7, Isaiah changes to the other side of our salvation. And he says, I will recount the steadfast love of the Lord. And we want to say, oh, please do, Isaiah. And he does. Just look at verse 9. What a great statement this is. In their affliction, he was afflicted. We have a Savior whose heart is with us, who feels what we go through, really cares about us. And the angel of his presence saved them. He sends supernatural help. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. This is our faith. This is our hope. Now, Isaiah is going to go on and talk about in the context of the Exodus. And yet God's own people rebelled against him, even though he had done so much. And God judged them, as it were. But very wonderfully, he ends by saying, but God did not forget his covenant. That's our hope, right? Salvation by grace alone, that Jesus died for our sins, but it's not like he got us back to square one and now we have to do it on our own. No, we remain sinners. God will not forget his covenant, and therefore we do not stumble, but he leads us into salvation. Well, let's give ear then to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, the wonderful message of Isaiah 63, 1 to 14. Who is this who comes from Edom in crimson garments from Bozrah? He who is splendid in his apparel, marching in the greatness of his strength. It is I, speaking in righteousness, mighty to save. Why is your apparel red and your garments like his who treads in the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone, and from my peoples no one was with me. I trod them in my anger and trampled them in my wrath. Their lifeblood spattered on my garments and stained all my apparel. For the day of vengeance was in my heart, and my year of redemption had come. I looked, but there was no one to help. I was appalled, but there was no one to uphold. So my own arm brought me salvation, and my wrath upheld me. I trampled down the peoples in my anger. I made them drunk in my wrath, and I poured out their lifeblood on the earth. I will recount the steadfast love of the Lord, the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord has granted us, and the great goodness to the house of Israel, that he has granted them according to his compassion, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he said, surely they are my people, children who will not deal falsely, and he became their Savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. Therefore, he turned to be their enemy and himself fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old of Moses and his people, Where is he who brought them up out of the sea with the shepherds of his flock? Where is he who put in the midst of them his Holy Spirit? Who caused his glorious arm to go at the right hand of Moses, who divided the waters before them, to make for himself an everlasting name, who led them through the depths. Like a horse in the desert, they did not stumble. Like livestock that go out into the valley, the Spirit of the Lord gave them rest. So you led your people to make for yourself a glorious name. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.